If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
That was weird. You're listening to High Society Radio. What episode it is, I don't know, but it's on the More Like Radio Network. It's on newtrashcity.com, and our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
There's just two of us tonight. Chris from Brooklyn is indisposed. I'm not even going to talk bad about him this week.
Yeah, we can't. He's going through so much shit.
It's real. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to even talk about it. So, Johnny, it's just you and I.
Yeah.
Me and you. Best friends.
For life.
Now that we got Chris out of the way, we can finally... What? No?
No?
Well, come on. Stop. Johnny, football season has started.
Fuck yeah.
You're in the fantasy league for the first time?
Yep.
I offered to help you. You rejected my help to draft. I offered to help. Hey, let's be co-managers for a for a fantasy team.
But I don't think that's going to work.
So did you draft your team?
Yes, I did.
The season started yesterday.
Uh-huh.
All right, good. All right, all right. What did you call your team? Because a lot of people like to have like fun names, like plays on words, like to insert popular things in football into them. You know, they're mostly corny and terrible. Actually, I hate them. Before you tell me your name, just tell me about it. When was your draft?
That was a couple Sundays ago. Last Sunday.
And did you enjoy it? Was it a live draft or was it on...
No, it was a fucking live draft. I got there late, so I had to do my first pick from the fucking phone, which is never fun.
Okay.
I had the commissioner yelling at me over the goddamn phone. Who's my cousin, by the way? God bless him, but I don't like getting yelled at.
All right. I'm going to give you some sample names. Uh-huh. I searched best fantasy football names for 2014.
Go ahead.
Ben There Raped That.
All right. That makes sense. It's Roethlisberger joke.
Ben, yeah.
Okay.
Get it? Because he raped someone. What? It's years ago now. I don't even bring that up anymore.
He won a Super Bowl, but nobody remembers that, right?
Foster's Australian for beer.
Oh, God.
Foster's Australian for beer.
Oh, man.
Like Arian Foster. Luck her right in the Percy. Get it? Like Andrew Luck and Percy Harvin.
Yeah.
Luck her right in the Percy. Like lick her right
in the
vagina.
But they're not even on the same team. That doesn't make sense.
I get it. How about this? Did you name it this? Teenage Mutant Ninja Bortles?
I didn't, but that's pretty awesome. I should have used that.
Oh, don't. All right, so I'm thinking you drafted Bortles.
Yes, I did.
Okay, let's see. What's another good one here? Megatron's Johnson.
I'm not too keen on that one.
Henny Given Sunday. Get it?
Oh,
Chad
God.
Henny.
Is he starting?
Revis and Butthead.
Oh.
Like Beavis.
Oh, God.
I Pitta the Fool.
Are we going like to just Dennis do this Pitta, the whole show?
Tight end.
This is terrible. These names are fucking terrible.
Dezed and Confused, like Dez Bryant. Dezed and Confused.
Is he also on the OxyContin / Molly? Because that's a thing now, you know.
What up? Let's all get on that Welker.
My fucking little brother was pissed. He drafted what? That was his first receiver, too. Like, I expect big things. He ain't getting shit out of him.
All right, this draft sounds insane. All right, how about this one? I'm gonna jacquizz all over yo tates.
That one is nice. Ah, that one is nice. Is it still available?
Insane Clowny Posse.
No, I'm not a fan of that.
Gotta catch Jamal. Jamal Charles.
All right, then.
Insta Jimmy Graham.
That's workable. Not
See,
bad.
No, the answer is, Johnny, they're all god-awful.
I
hate when someone makes a goddamn fantasy team and puts a player's name into it.
Well, that's
and
part I think of the fun.
That is the least fun thing you can do.
Did you quiz one pretty
spend all
funny.
Night
you
thinking,
that.
What am I going to name my fantasy team? Because everyone's going to just love it. Everyone is just going to. I got to be clever. God, I hate it. All right, okay.
Make sure it's safe for work, though.
So what'd you name your fantasy team, Johnny?
I went out on a limb, called it High Society Radio.
Okay.
I was rushed, man. Who's fucking running late? I was rushed. Had to name the team, had to pick a fucking player.
You can't name it High Society Radio.
Why
if,
not?
Because I should be, myself and Chris, we should all be
Son.
Helping you draft. We
no,
should
no,
all
no,
be
no,
managing
no.
the team. You can't call it High Society Radio.
We ride together, son. We die together.
No, we're
bad boys for life.
We're not dying together because you wouldn't let me help you.
Well.
So you kiss my ass.
I think it's going to go good.
All right, well, who'd you draft on your team?
All right, well, at quarterbacks, I have Cutler, Jay.
Okay, all right. See, that's
Bowles,
nice. Okay.
Fucking, and Foles.
You have three quarterbacks.
Yo, they get hurt. They get hurt. You know Cutler gets hurt. You got to cover your ass, dog. I don't want to be with my dick in the woods.
So you drafted Jay Cutler first?
No, I drafted Nick Foles first.
All right, so why would you pick Jay Cutler, who is an injury risk, second, if you're worried about injury risk?
He puts up numbers when he's in there, man. He had like fucking, what was
then
it,
why'd you take Nick Foles first?
I go with fucking accuracy. Though, to be fair, this is how crazy I am. Fucking Cutler's playing the first game. I got Cutler fucking batting leadoff.
You're a dick.
Hey, I'm a Bears fan. I'm going to pay for it later.
So you got all right, off the bat, you've drafted three quarterbacks. Well, I hope the rest of your team is ridiculous because that's already it's nuts.
We're doing all right. We're doing all right.
All right, what about at wide receiver?
I got Alshon Jeffries.
That's nice. Alshon Jeffries, huge. He's going to be big for the Bears this year.
T.Y. Hilton.
All right, I like it.
Sammy Watkins.
Sorry, this is
shaping up to
be okay. Sure, yeah, Sammy Watkins, you know. I've seen the vines where he's just making one-handed catches. And
that
just,
boy's a beast.
It's crazy. Too bad he has E.J. Manuel throwing him.
Yeah. And then I got Greg Jennings.
What?
You need the old veteran. You never know, son. Teddy Bridgewater. Fucking, that might be a safety blanket. He was like my second-to-last pick. There's not too much on the board.
Is he still playing for the Vikings?
Yeah, I'm going to be real with you. I don't even fucking know. I just saw the name. I was like, fuck it. He's got to still be there,
though. This is why I was worried about you drafting. This is the first time you ever drafted the fantasy football team. I should have been there to help you to keep you focused.
Nah, he's fine. I think he'll do something this year. Hopefully.
I hope so.
Because
you drafted him on your goddamn team. All right.
He'll get some minutes.
All right, so your wide receivers are a hell of a lot better than your quarterbacks.
Yeah.
What about running backs?
All right. Actually, fucking just got this guy the other day. I had to trade one of my other picks. I drafted Doug Martin, and then I picked up Darren McFadden. Run DMC. I need that action, son.
He plays on the Raiders. He hasn't had a
He
good
needs some action. This is a fucking Raiders song. What are you talking
he
about?
He hasn't been relevant in like three seasons, fantasy-wise.
You don't think he's going to play angry? And he got Maurice Jones-Drew over there. That boy might do. They might put him on special teams, too, son. Makes my dick itch just thinking about it.
So your two running backs are Doug Martin and...
Darren McFadden. Yeah. Doug Martin's all right. Don't give me that fucking look. He's all right.
No one's expecting much out of him this season.
Dude, I picked fucking 11 out of 12. I had to take the quarterback that late in the round. I couldn't go for it, and there was not much
left. No, you didn't. You could have picked up Bortles even later.
Bortles was the last quarterback.
All right. Or who's your tight end?
All right. I have, Greg Olsen and Ladarius Green.
It's actually not too bad.
I actually have a backup running back. With fucking Bishop Sankey from the Tennessee Titans. He had a good preseason. I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, people are high on him.
I like the fucking youth movement. You got to get two young guys on the team. It's like going to a bathhouse. You don't want to just see fucking old men. You want some young studs in there, too. Catch your eye a little bit. I don't know. It's fantasy, right?
Gay? It's not. It's called fantasy. That's not gay fantasy, Johnny Jesus.
I'm just saying. Something nice
so that's your fantasy team?
Yeah, I feel comfortable with it. I got names. That's what you got for.
The three quarterbacks, they're all like middle of the road. Well, one's a rookie. He's untested. Who knows how much he's even going
to
play?
I'm thinking Bortles is going to start before, like after week 5. They have to fucking play that kid. He looked good.
Like in a gay way? Like, or like, are we going back to gay fantasy?
No, oh, dude. Okay. I'm just saying. He needs the minutes. They need the fans.
Bro, you're the one who brought it up. You're the one talking that crazy crap.
You doing any fantasy this year?
No, I stay away from fantasy. You know why? It ruins my Sundays.
Yeah. That old gag.
Ruins my Sundays. So I'm just going to relax, watch Red Zone for no real reason. Besides, I like Scott Hansen, the guy who runs it.
That's a dude from To Catch a Predator?
No, that's Chris Hansen. Scott Hansen is...
That's his brother?
Do you have Red Zone?
No, I do not.
Well, now that you're a fantasy guy, you got to have Red Zone.
Everybody's fucking... I'm not paying an extra $10 added to the
But you get the NFL channel, too.
I have the NFL network. I just don't have Red Zone.
You got to get Red Zone.
That's fucking insane, though. $10 extra.
Have you ever watched Red Zone?
No.
Once you watch it, you will not. You will be like, this is worth $10.
Explain to me the fucking difference between that and a fucking highlight show I'll catch like at 7 p.m. before the game.
You get to watch it in real time, Johnny. You're watching one game, then another game just comes out of nowhere. Then there's a quad box. You're like, oh, my God. Oh, my, so many touchdowns.
Oh, wow. That sounds cool, I guess.
It's pretty nuts. It's fun.
All right.
It's fun, and there's just one guy calling every single game in the goddamn league.
I don't really appreciate it because it's a live time, but I got to see it. I'll try it out. No streams, though. You actually paying for this?
I used to stream it, but I'm going to pay for it again this season, yeah, because it's just great.
Send me the fucking stream, then. You're not using it.
Whoa.
What's daddy got to do to get some kittens?
Don't call yourself daddy. What's daddy want?
What's daddy want?
You know, you said the word lifetime, I think, and that reminded me that I watched the... They had a Saved by the Bell, like the unauthorized true story of Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah, that was Labor Day, right?
Yeah, it was Labor Day weekend.
Wow, you manned it up that fucking Labor Day, didn't you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Woo! How was it?
That was my lifetime movie experience. You know what? It wasn't that good, surprisingly.
No way.
Yeah.
Did they have the theme song?
No, they didn't have the theme song.
Oh, they fucked up right there. You gotta have the fucking theme song.
They didn't have the theme song, and they didn't It was like all behind the scenes. So they obviously didn't have any rights to anything from the actual shows. They couldn't show anything. But the whole thing was like based around Screech. Like at the beginning of the movie, it's like they're heading in a limo to like some appearance. Like, I don't know if anyone's going to show up. And then there's like a bunch of little girls there. And like at one point, like the kid playing Zach is like, time out, like on the TV show.
Oh, God.
And then he goes to the camera. He's like, he starts trying to tell a story. And then Screech is like, whoa, wait a minute, Zach. This is my story.
Oh, my God.
And then...
Is it based off his shitty book that he wrote?
I'm not sure if it's based off the book. I really don't know.
Because they fucking hate it.
It's all right.
I wanted to play a British Knights because of Zach and fucking Slater. They used to rock them shits hard.
Did they?
Yeah, they had them. I couldn't get them because they didn't sell those in my hood. It was either Fila's or Nike's.
It was really funny. They showed like the pitch meeting. They had like the pitch meetings between like Brandon Tartikoff, who was running NBC at the time, and the guys who like the head writer or showrunner. And they were like, I know what we'll call it. Saved by the Bell.
Oh, God.
It was really fun. Those parts were funny. But overall, it was a really bad movie. Like, they didn't show anything scandalous. Like, the worst thing they showed was Slater was like bringing chicks to the set after.
Oh wow! But it is lifetime.
They didn't even imply he was banging them. Like they would just take him out to wherever.
Was he banging them though? Like, let's be real here. He didn't come off as too manly. I know his daddy was an army. He was a fucking jock, but
he was a hell of a jock. He was a grade A jock. Right, Johnny.
Damn.
Right.
Screech knows what he's talking about.
Oh hell yeah.
Dickin' mouth.
There was one thing like. He like Screech like left like a table reading all dejected and sad, and like he goes outside to some like random like alcove.
Yeah,
and he's like on a lot, and they're like there's this random Asian kid just like drinking out of a flask, and like they befriend each other, and the kid just keeps like feeding him alcohol until he. Like,
now that sounds awesome.
That part was the best part.
Did the kid never make an episode? Was he an extra?
He was an extra.
Nice.
And then at one point, he was like started blackmailing Screech, like, "Look, bro, you got to hook me up, or
what
else
the fuck was
I'm
he
gonna
blackmailing him on."
Yeah, so I had like a video of him smoking weed.
Are you? That you fucking serious?
Yeah. He like videotaped Screech smoking weed.
Like he was a main cog of the show. I don't think they would have kicked. I don't know either. NBC was kind of going hard against that drug shit. So.
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
especially on Saved by the Bell. And they made a reference to I'm so excited when,
oh,
when
yeah,
she freaks out.
Elizabeth Berkley.
I'll tell you one thing. The girl who played Kelly Kapowski, much hotter than actual Kelly Kapowski.
Shut the fuck up. That's damn near impossible.
She was...
You're talking about Saved by the Bell Kelly.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell Kelly, yeah.
Ah, son, I used to beat off hard. I didn't even know what I was doing.
I don't want to know. What?
I was just like, let me just pull on this. It feels comfortable.
Oh, my God.
She's grown up to be quite a piece of ass still. Like, she still got it, son. I'd clean that bitch's pool anytime.
Would you consider changing your fantasy team name?
To what?
To Corn on the Shob.
Oh, God, no.
Like Matt Schaub.
He's not even starting on his fucking team. Don't even
yeah, but it's
that
good, though.
Up.
It's like Corn on the Shob.
No. Yo, that's what the show fucking... We need an Asian guy, dude.
What about Plaxidental Discharge? Like Plaxico Burris?
That's funny. You got to give him that one. Very topical.
I guess.
He lost his fucking job over that, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sad. Oh, you know Josh Gordon, the wide receiver for the Browns?
Yeah.
He got banned for a year from NFL for failing drug tests.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this comes from Jacinda Anderson on Twitter. Hashtag Browns wide receiver. Hashtag Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon has a new job. He'll be the goodwill ambassador for the Sarcion Auto Group in Randolph, Ohio.
Fuck that. My man's getting paid. I guess,
which includes Sarcion Ford and Sarcion Chevrolet. He'll be working in all aspects of their car business, including as an on-floor salesman.
I can dig that, though. That's old school, son, because back in the day, players used to have jobs like that and shit.
Gordon will also be heading all of their local community efforts, including the Wounded Warriors Project.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Like, yo, bro, I know you lost your foot, but you got an Oxycontin?
Hey,
I'm
Gordon.
Jonesing.
A, B, C.
Damn, son. Yo, at least he's getting paid. Most motherfuckers
get
like,
your
yo,
ass back in that lot and start selling some more goddamn Chevys.
I doubt they're going to talk to him like that.
Hey, Gordon. Your lunch break ended 15 minutes ago.
I wouldn't be surprised if he showed up late to work. But, you know, that's what they all do. Football players.
We have fucking 204 Tauruses on this line. You're not moving any of them. This isn't the NFL, Gordon.
Well, you can all right? Half-ass it. Show some hustle. You know his manager's going to be a dick in those fucking team meetings and shit. Like, Gordon, we need 110%.
Listen, Gordon, the only reason people are coming here because of you. You better sell some goddamn Fords.
Tell the kids don't do the drugs.
Whatever you got to do, but you got a smooth product.
I'm going to tell you right now, you know who's going to pop by that dealership, right? Fucking Roger Goodell and the goddamn fur coat and some fucking aviators. He's like, hey, son, I'd like me that car over there. You have it in hot pink? Because I'm going to fuck you raw.
That's uncalled for.
He fucked his life, man. He could have let that man slide a little. It's 9 games. 9 games would have been sufficient. A whole season, son?
Yeah, a whole season.
Fucking Welker got what, 4 games? I know it was his first offense.
Yeah, we mentioned this earlier, but yeah, Wes Welker banged out for 4 games because he was tested positive for Molly.
And Adderall. And I don't even know how you mix that shit. Like, what was he doing?
Yeah, I've heard Molly, amphetamines, Adderall. Adderall's an amphetamine.
So I guess that's what they meant. But I don't know how the Adderall mixes in it. Was he like fucking robo-tripping?
No, he was just, if you do some Adderall, you're just speeding. Like, I'm sure he was drinking all, it's apparently.
But the Monty slows you down, so you like half and half, right?
It's, I guess, really weird half-ass speedballing.
It looks like the kind of dude to sit on his hand and then whack off with it. Wes Welker's a weird motherfucker, bro.
I know he likes to party. I mean, I could hang out with Wes Welker.
I doubt you could keep up with that man, though.
Bullshit.
He's concussed. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing or where the fuck he's
I'll
at.
I'll put Welker down. Are you challenging me, Wes Welker?
But that's not that hard, though. You just slap that motherfucker upside the head.
He's a little guy.
Twitching on the floor.
Right? He's like 5'10 or something.
He's got no brain meat left, son. That shit is just there.
You can
it's
still
run
around
bones.
He's 5'9.
Think his career's done?
No.
He's one hit away, son.
Yeah, like, he's one hit away.
I know they said about it, but he legit. Like, I think Aikman left because of shit like that, right? Yeah, like 4 concussions.
Steve Young left because of
Young,
all,
too,
all
but
the,
I know Aikman had mad concussions. I'm surprised he can call a fucking football game. Good for him, though. God bless you, Troy.
I think he's drunk.
And Moose tries so hard.
But we're going to get these Welker jerseys, right?
Might as well, because they ain't worth shit on the street.
Now you're gonna get a Patriots Welker jersey or a Broncos Welker jersey?
I'm gonna call it a throwback and get me the Patriots Welker.
See, I'm gonna go Broncos because he got busted with the Molly when he was on the Broncos. So
in Denver, no less.
Yeah. I love it. Wes Welker's my dude. Josh Gordon. Wide receivers just getting messed up these days.
It's a fucking fast life, bro. They make the most. Between them and the cornerbacks, they talk the most shit on the field anyway.
Oh, yeah. Cornerbacks are nuts, yeah.
Fucking Richard Sherman. And you know, his parents is mad educated. I don't appreciate him acting like a thug. The kids like that shit. I got to deal with it. Like, yo, you don't live in Southside Jamaica, Queens. Live in a gated community. I got your address on file. Relax. Richard Sherman was that kid. Oh, I bangs hard. Your mom's picking you up in the fucking family station wagon. Relax.
Whoa, you calling out Richard Sherman?
Might as well. What are you going to do, shoot me? I don't know if they got any fucking BMW dealers out in Seattle, because he will get suspended for that, and I will shoot back. You know what? Not even. He got paid. I'll sue that motherfucker.
Hey, Sherman, you get suspended. Looks like you're going in the lot.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Yo, you got to give it big ups to that fucking dealer, though.
Well, it's smart.
I don't know how many cars he's going to move. Like, during football season, I guess you'll put, like, how many cars you think? Over, under? I say 20.
They'll sell 200 cars.
No fucking way. That's a fucking stretch. Off of Josh. No way.
100%, bro.
New or used?
Between the two. I'm not saying 200 new Fords and Chevys.
If Josh Gordon moves 200 fucking cars, he fucking find his real caller. That's some pimp shit right there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he'd make better. Like, if, like, I guess you have to own dealerships. But if Josh Gordon, yeah, just was ridiculously nice in selling cars and just left. Look, I'm making more money. I'm not getting my brain destroyed. So I guess I'm going to open up the Josh Gordon Chevy dealership.
And you know, and fucking Manziel loves to make that money. Son, and pop up in a commercial and rolled up dollar bill. Like, I just paid you, Jack. Let me get that caddy, daddy.
I pay for all my bills and rolled up dollars. I'm Johnny Football.
He fucking throws him a ball. Hey, Josh. Cash these great ultimate savings here at this fucking dealership.
The cash just explodes in money. Yeah.
They get like white broads just dancing around them in fucking nice business suits because I'm not a pig.
You're a classy dude,
They'll
bro.
Be dressed properly with
bro,
some
you're
big
classy.
Ass titties.
I guess. I don't
you,
know.
You know them Ashley say for dealerships don't fuck around. That's how I learned about car dealerships.
That's a fake dealership. That's
no
from
fucking way.
That's, dude, that's from Eastbound and Down.
Have you not seen the commercials on YouTube? That dude's blowing up.
Those are fake.
No way. You're
that's Will Ferrell.
He looked a little like Ric Flair, but that can't be Will Ferrell.
All right, see, you're totally confused right now. No, you know, for Sundays, we should watch games together, and we should go to that Denny's that is opening up in the city. I'm sure they'll have the games on.
We didn't got that kind of money, son. I know it's Denny's, but it's a New York Denny's. They making it live up to that.
It's like they have like a $300 meal. You get like a grand slam.
300 grand slam with like a bottle of Dom Perignon. I never drank that shit.
Look, we're going to win so much money gambling this season.
I don't know about that.
That every day, every Sunday, I'd be like, guess we're going to go to the champagne store again. I mean, Denny's.
300. How much is a bottle of Dom anyway on its own?
I don't know. I know like a bottle of like decent champagne of like the guys who make Cristal.
Like 25, 30 bucks?
Like 90 bucks for like a...
Fuck out of here for a bottle?
Yeah,
you champagne. Go to the liquor store, get you a nice bottle called Bell.
I don't
18,
say I buy
bucks.
It. Look, buddy. Look, buddy. I gets me some Jameson.
Yeah, buddy.
Some Jim Beam.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Some Tito's Vodka.
Fuck yeah.
That's what I... That's
get the
what
jug.
I,
the jug goes a long way on Sundays, dude.
That's a handle.
That's a good thing. Shout out to Tito's.
Always a shout out to Tito's.
Fuck
see, I like Denny's. I like Denny's better than IHOP.
I've never had Denny's. I'm an IHOP kind of dude, though, because they got, like, mad shit. Yo, you get fresh seasonal fruit on your motherfucking pancakes.
I don't think that's very fresh, Johnny. That's a
lie. It says it on the fucking thing. I can sue him for that. I'm very
You're suing everybody. You're suing Richard Sherman. Right you're suing Richard Sherman.
Let him take a shot at me. Literally, take a shot at me.
You want them to shoot you, Denny's.
No.
Richard Sherman. Oh, Richard. Okay, I'm getting confused. You're picking so many fights.
I'm not fucking with IHOP. I fucks with the IHOP, son.
Oh, you listen to High Society Radio. The Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. If you follow the Twitter account, you get all sorts of fun facts,
some nice
updates
swag.
On the show.
T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
We got the T-shirts popping.
T-shirts have got in. There's going to be a new site popping up shortly, hopefully within the next week. And we're going to have T-shirts. So if you need clothing, you could buy clothes from us. We're like JCPenney.
And a better price, too.
Oh, yeah, much better price than JCPenney. And better quality, too.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of, and you can get your kids some shirts, because I'm sure some of the people listening have children. It's back to school. You want them to look cool.
Hell yeah.
And you want their, all their friends and their teachers to listen to us.
And you want to help your buddies out at High Society Radio.
Oh,
you
God, them, yeah.
Hey, kids will be like, yo, what's that? Be like, oh, this is crazy ass show.
So we're gonna have the shirts up on a new site coming soon. In the meantime, you can go to our Patreon account. The link to that is on our Twitter account. At HS Radio Show on the left-hand side, if you go there, there's a link to our Patreon account where if you donate $20, you get a T-shirt. And you get to, and that money goes back into the show. We're not pocketing any of it.
But the fucking Yankees, the fucking podcast radio. You give us money, we reinvest that shit.
Yeah, and actually there's some new Patreon page, some new people on since last week donated to the show.
Shit.
How about our boy A-Man? Baller. Jason K. Charles W. That's Charles W. I talked.
Fuck yeah.
Jim Jones talked over me. And I'm also going to issue an apology to Charles G. Remember Charles G, who was a Patreon patron?
What apologize to him for?
Because.
What you mean was? He's not giving no more money?
That's the problem.
Oh, word? Charles G, you son of a bitch.
No, Charles G, we apologize.
Because
we want to keep all of our Patreon patrons happy.
The fuck you want me to do is want me to massage his back?
Chuck G, you're a good person.
What a piece of shit. He's an Indian giver.
Nope, he's a good man. He is a good dude.
Charles, how you doing Indian give money, son?
Charles G, I'm going to give you a ballin' just in the hole.
He didn't deserve that. What the shit?
There
that
you go,
motherfucker
Chuck.
There with his tight ass shirts.
But look, Patreon account, it's patreon.com/High Society Radio. We have T-shirts now. $20 donation gets you a T-shirt sent to your house.
We're building the empire.
Through a mail company. It could be UPS, FedEx, or United States Postal, whatever. We're going to handle the shipping. You handle the Patreon donation.
That's it.
And that's patreon.com/High Society Radio. And there's more stuff you can get by
fuck
donating.
Fuck it, if you want, we'll autograph the shirts.
Oh.
That'd be nice.
Johnny, you're thinking.
Fuck yeah, son.
And that makes me happy.
If Josh Gordon could find a job in this economy, why can't we do something nice for the people?
You're good. That's a good point. Look, I don't want to end up on some car lot somewhere drunk. Talking about my days as a wide receiver in the NFL.
Crazy. He played two seasons. He's like Al Bundy right now.
He is like Al Bundy.
I had two 200-yard games in a single season.
I led the league in yards as well in receiving yards.
He's like I seen my
Polk
fucking
High School 2013.
I saw a fucking first round pick just snowballing it up in the bathroom. I don't tell nobody because we're gentlemen. I'm telling you though. Because you're my call-up buddy.
All right.
You're my quarterback.
That's nice, Johnny.
There you go. I've been on the shit end of the stick. It'll get better, man.
I remember when you were working on that car lot. That was nuts.
Yeah, if I ever worked on a car lot, y'all would have never met me, son. I would have been just straight balling, velour suits all day.
You think you'd be a good, you'd do good sales?
Fuck yeah, son.
Why don't you get a sales job?
I'm good where I'm at right now, son.
You
it's
like
the
partying?
Lord Jesus Christ's fucking choice for me to have this job, and I'm taking it.
Jesus Christ told you this? Really?
No, I'm going to tell you right now. It's the union. The union kind of scares me. That union rep is a creepy motherfucker, man.
Wow.
Pale as a mother. Why are you so pale, but you Puerto Rican?
You talking to me?
No, I'm not you. Though you could lose a little sun.
Well, I have a vitamin D deficiency. In college. A few people thought I was Mexican because.
What?
I had like a goatee. And people, because of the goatee, people thought I was Mexican.
I could see it. Yeah. You got that illustrious hair too, son.
Oh yeah, just gorgeous.
Well, you had longer hair when I knew you back in the day, because you used to have it like ponytail, fucking pony style, right?
No, but back in college, no, it was very short actually.
Short? Yeah, you should do that, son. Bring it back.
Yeah?
Bring it back.
Short hair, dog.
Just be like one day, yo, fuck it, I'm bringing it back, yo.
This is for all y'all out there.
Short hair on the top, just let your pubes grow out. Don't give a
this
fuck.
This is for
dude.
You. This is for you. You're not cool.
Yeah.
Remember that, Half Baked?
Loved it.
You ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah. I watched that shit as much as I can.
It's great.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
In the hood.
Okay.
Iggy Azalea, is she loved?
Yo, the fucking kids love her. It's the ass.
It's a giant ass, right?
She can semi-rhyme, I guess. I don't really like. I'm into like Captain Murphy and Action Bronson type shit.
I'm into like Captain Morgan and Jack Daniels.
Man. You don't like hip hop anymore, son? I have fun. You probably into white boy hip hop though.
Like what's white boy hip hop?
Like anything that's like conscious and like critical and they
like
talk
what?
About
give
shit.
Give me one.
Like ASAP Rock.
Well, no, that was like that that Def Jux, that label back from like the early 2000s. Yeah, that was white dude rap. That was like underground,
you know,
underground hip hop
about what's going on in Tibet. But I'm trying to hear about asses and hoes,
just giant asses, Molly.
I'm not really a big Nicki Minaj fan, but damn, that bitch got an ass. I just put that shit on mute and we just watched Anaconda.
Oh, the Anaconda thing?
Mm.
Yeah.
A whole lot.
I like that song because she says she bangs one dude because he's a coke dealer and then lets him eat her ass.
That's a good
lyrics.
That's a good girl right there. Queen Latifah must be so fucking proud.
She led the way for Nicki Minaj. There's a funny ass video of Nicki Minaj like as a little kid saying she wanted to be like a nurse so she can help people.
Oh yeah,
I've
seen
that
video. Yeah. What happened though?
No,
happened. Ain't no daddy at home.
Millions of dollars and blowing Drake.
And she ain't got to fucking like clean nobody's vomit or shit.
No,
well, maybe
no.
Maybe Drake because he looks like he can't handle his shit.
No, Drake obviously can't handle his shit.
Probably not, light-skinned motherfucker.
Whoa. He's Jewish, right?
He's Jewish-Canadian. I don't even think he's black. I think he's just well-tanned and shit.
I think he's half black.
Might be one of those. He's
a child actor. No one ever brings that up. It really weirds me out.
I think you and my homegirl on Staten Island were the only ones that are fans of that fucking show. I watched it because of that, bro. I was trying to get laid.
Next Generation.
Fuck that shit, man.
Loved it.
That's not even real life. You know what's real Canadian life?
No,
Trailer Park Boys, boy.
So you know Trailer Park Boys today, as we record this show, is their eighth season is showing up on Netflix.
I thought they is that like a repeat? That's a new season?
New season, yeah. Their eighth and ninth seasons are going to show up on Netflix.
Damn, they fucking jumped on that bandwagon quick.
So know what I'm doing after this show tonight? I'm going to smoke a big old doobie, and I'm going to watch Trailer Park Boys.
What do you have that drink in your hand? Did you have that drink in the whole time?
I'm gonna have some Swish.
Nice.
Whatever the hell
the
is
sweets.
You drink. Did you see all the seasons?
Yeah.
Did you know Bubbles had his own bar restaurant in?
I did not.
In Halifax.
You know what though? That's smart. Like the Simpsons, like brought in their shit. Why not them?
So it closed down after 4 years, right? I brought this up.
Wow.
I brought this up earlier. It shut. I read into why it shut down. It's because. They were able to sell $1 beers, but then the city of Halifax or whatever is like you can't sell $1 beers anymore. People are getting too messed up. So they upped the price to $2.50 and no one wanted to go there anymore.
What a piece of shit those people are.
How poor do you have to be? I can afford $1 beers, but $2.50 breaks the bank.
All they had to do was have like a Rob Fortnite. They would have fucking made bank by the end of the night.
No, this is like back in like 2010 when it closed.
Did you hear Rob Ford used to be a fucking high school football coach?
Makes sense.
They said, and I'm not even bullshit. It was an actual article. They said the guy was a complete fucking asshole to the kids.
Oh.
He had them do drills and like duck or goose shit or something like that. Shit you not. And he sounded like, I was like, all right, you know, he likes to get drunk, fun loving fat guy. But now it's like, damn, you're taking that on the kids because of your life, G. You can't do shit like
Why
that.
Why do you love fun so much, fatty? Because I'm a fat, fun loving guy.
Damn.
Oh, boy. Did you see this 99-pack of beer selling for $99 out of this Austin brewery?
I thought it was an awesome idea. I was shocked they sold out as quickly as they did, but the novelty doesn't wear off.
It is a great novelty. I don't know why anyone hasn't thought about this before.
It goes with the song.
I mean, a keg, yeah, that's 100% right. A keg has like 140 beers.
Yeah, but it's inconvenient, though. I always find a keg, because you have to fucking find a place to spot it, and you have to finish it day off. Once you get it,
you can't.
2 days.
You got 2 days.
That's disgusting. You got to do a day off.
You're disgusting, John. You never drank off a day old keg?
No.
Sorry, you're better than everyone else.
Yes. I'm a fucking day old keg. What am I, a fucking savage, me? I'll stab you if you say yes, motherfucker.
Then I guess. I guess I'm the savage.
No, but like with the 99 shit, it's 7 feet tall, wide. Like lengthwise combined, it's 7 feet fucking tall. But the cases break down where you can put it in the fridge.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, you can leave it stacked against the fridge and little by little by little.
I kind of want this 99-pack of beer.
Could you imagine what kind of beer pong games you'd be having? 99 fucking bottles and shit?
What?
Or cans?
No, it'd be the same exact thing if you had a keg. I mean, it's just fun to have a 99-pack of beer.
Yeah, but when you're done
it's fun, Johnny.
Yeah, but when it's left over, you can put it in the fridge. You don't have to fucking leave it out there like an asshole and drink it the next day. It probably got like mosquito shit in it.
Dude, you're really weirding me out about how much you hate keg beer.
It's fucking warm beer, dude. You can't. How hard is it to put it in the fridge?
You keep it cold overnight.
On ice,
you just dump
it.
It's
not
going to
melt.
On ice.
This is magical ice. It doesn't fucking melt, right?
No, you just keep dumping ice on it in the middle of every few
that's
hours.
Disgusting.
Why is it disgusting?
Just get the cans, dude. Just be a fucking new millennium kind of guy. Get some 99 fucking cans.
I hate the new millennium, but you can't, in this new millennium, you can't get High Society Radio t-shirts.
That's what I'm saying.
They've just gotten in stock. It only took Chris 2 months to get them, but he sewed them himself. That's for real.
His
Chris
hands
sewed
look a little stubby.
These. Yeah, his fingers are terrible. They're
just mangled.
They're bloody. So this is a non-sweatshop made t-shirt. A guy in Brooklyn made it himself. These are handmade High Society Radio t-shirts.
Blood, sweat, and tears, literally.
Yeah, some of them will have blood and sweat and tear stains
on
them.
I'd frame that shit. I wouldn't wear it. You don't want to catch no Ebola or none of that shit.
To get your hands on them, as of right this second, as you listen to this podcast, you have to go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio. And then you donate $20, we send you a t-shirt. There will be a simpler way to do this coming soon, I promise you. The High Society Radio listener.
We might have more shit for you down the line.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe High Society Radio AK-47s. I don't know. Can you even send those over state lines? Guess we're going to find out.
Fucking can openers that you can jig somebody with.
All right, good. Can opener / jagged knife.
I always wanted to do that little, like, razor blades fucking plush doll. It's like a little razor blade that says High Society on it. You can hug it. It could cut you, though.
Yeah, we can't do that. Kids might get messed up.
It's not for kids. I hope we don't have kids listening.
But if someone who has a kid is listening and gets that and their kid gets cut up,
yeah,
then we're in Dutch.
Why? We're not their fucking faulty parents. What are we fucking, good times and we got to be the cops too?
I don't know
too?
How I can explain to you guys this is a bad idea,
Johnny. It's going to be a clean razor blade. It ain't going to be a dull one unless you don't take care of it.
No, it should be a dull one because it's less likely of a child or get hurt itself.
Damn, so I feel kind of weird talking about fantasy football and shit. You're not doing it now.
No, see, I could be. We could be doing it together, but you fucking blocked me out.
No, dude, I couldn't have you. Like, we would be so angry. I wouldn't even be able to record with you. Because you get angry. You have a little bit of a rage problem.
Oh, yes, I get angry. I lose my mind.
Because like, let's say you fucking want to put a guy in. I fucking replace him. You think I'm not getting a call at like 12 at night? Hey, why the fuck did you move this guy?
Why are you moving the goddamn lineup around?
I'm telling you right now, you know who's on my all-collar fucking blue team and shit?
Who?
My man Josh Gordon. Working hard for the city of fucking Cleveland, Ohio. LeBron, yeah, he came home for money. Josh Gordon is staying there, and he ain't even born from there.
Yeah, it's nice, right? It's nice he's doing it in Ohio.
Could have gone to L.A., become a big fucking star or some shit.
No, he wants that Ohio love.
You think Josh Gordon can read? I'm just asking.
Yes, I think he can read, Johnny.
You think Mayweather can read?
Yes, I think Mayweather can read.
Don't lie. Don't be fucking politically correct, Hicks.
He's got to be able to read the ring cards, doesn't he? To know what round it is.
I think his trainer tells him 10. Just go with 10.
Oh, Jesus. Coming off as racist, Johnny.
How's that racist? Manny Pacquiao probably can't. No, he does have a GED, so he probably could read.
He's a politician.
Yeah, that's crazy, son. A fucking boxer. I think the only dude I ever knew that was like that big was Dredrick Tatum from The Simpsons.
Dredrick Tatum. He's awesome.
I think it was based off somebody. I don't know. Fuck, man.
I think Business Week was looking into how, like, McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King, like, all their sales are, like, going flat or they're losing money.
Why like, so?
Because people are stopping going to the fast food burger joints.
Now, is it because it's just health reasons or because these assholes want 15 an hour?
Assholes. They're not being assholes.
Yes, they are. Come on.
No, they're
don't
not.
Give me that shit.
Why
don't
people,
give me that shit.
Why shouldn't people be able to work and get a living wage?
Because there's some jobs people don't want to do and they get paid rightfully so for it. You telling me they deserve 15 an hour to fucking flip a burger and give me shit at the counter? You've never had bad service at one of these
places? Well, if you start getting paid better, you'll be able to fire people for being dicks.
Oh, you're going to have to. You can't keep a fucking big staff at that rate. I know they make billions, but you have to keep the price.
They're making less
and
less
these days.
And it comes
up all back. Because we get that, you know that fucking Big Mac's going to go up to like $8 now.
You sound like a goddamn Republican.
I'm just saying, sometimes you got to keep it facts. Hashtag, man.
What?
Don't make me get valid. Hashtag.
Is that, should I tweet that out? What are you talking about?
That's what the kids do. I'm picking up the lingo quick.
Oh, like the kids, they'll say like, they'll just throw hashtag in front of things?
They're like, hashtag facts. My N.
Or
I'm
my
like,
son.
Jesus. Oh, I hate that shit. And they do that in the hallway. Like, what's up, my son?
What
Mr.
up, my
Jason,
son?
My son. Like, did you fuck my mom? Like, no, like, don't call me that shit then. Yeah, but you really do think they deserve 15 an hour? Like, you serious? Or
sure.
You're just being a bleeding heart right now?
No, I'm not being a bleeding heart. I mean, I think people, if they have to work, they should be able to. If you have a 40-hour-a-week job, you should be able to afford to live.
They don't always work 40 hours, though. They do, like, 25, maybe 35 hours. They don't deserve fucking 15 for that.
You're just hating.
No. Like, you shouldn't aspire to fucking work at McDonald's. That should be, like, a point in your life where
you want to be a manager? What if you want to work your way up?
Well, you make your fucking manager money, but you pay your fucking dues. Why should I have to pay extra for a fucking Happy Meal, which at $2.99 is an excellent price point? Because you're fucking, I can't read English, Miguel kind of motherfucker wants 15.
Wow. You're coming off like a real dick right now.
So be it. I just want to eat at a good price.
You want to make that money, right?
Like, in Florida, they fucking make, they sell burgers for 50 cents at McDonald's out there.
What?
Yeah. Yo, Florida's dumb cheap for like food and shit. You can get like a fucking carton of cigarettes for $50.
Sign me up, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Florida's where the gold's at, B. But Cleveland's where the bling's at because they got some fucking cars. Shout out to my man, Josh Gordon.
We didn't really talk about this, but last weekend, the fappening happened.
Oh,
and
God.
All the titties were exposed.
I did not get to see it. One of my friends was supposed to send me the link. He never sent me that.
You know, a bunch of people freaked out because Michaela Maroney, the gymnast.
Yeah.
There were supposed pictures of her up in the massive photos that came up of her underage, so all the guys started freaking out.
Oh, God.
Like, gotta get this off my computer. I'm not a pedophile. Damn it.
Well, did you looked at them?
I'm pretty sure I saw them all. I didn't download anything, though. Thank God.
So according to fucking this girl, Dunham, you're a fucking rapist. You're no better than CeeLo Green.
Who, Lena Dunham said that I'm a rapist?
She said, yeah, if you're looking at them, you're basically a rapist because you're looking at them unwantedly naked.
Wow, that's pretty mean.
She's a fucking asshole. Like, I'll give her this. She's smart enough and astute to fucking cater to her audience, which is gay men and fucking, like, I don't shave women. That's the kind of audience she likes. Well, that likes her to say. So she's catering to them.
Maybe I should start watching girls so I can find out why I'm a rapist.
I don't think you should. You're going to fucking die slow and crushingly. Yet they have Game of Thrones on it. That doesn't make sense, does it? Like, all the shit they do on Game of Thrones, and then you have girls.
What's wrong with girls?
I've never watched it. I have these things called nuts.
Wow.
They won't let me fucking watch that show. You can hand plan it up, boy. You fucking want, son. I'm not doing that, beta fag.
We're throwing a lot of 4chan references on the show.
Yeah, I gotta get on 4chan just for the fucking lingo, son. That shit is mean.
I think you'd like to. I think you'd like 4chan.
I don't want
to
like it too much because I heard it gets a little dirty down there.
Well, they were the guys people were blaming for leaking all these fappening pictures.
I don't think so. I heard somebody was blaming the fucking geniuses over at the Mac stores and shit. Because remember, they take your info and shit, right?
Not the geniuses, but they'd say the Apple has a security leak.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Because remember, they used to say, like, you couldn't catch a virus on the Mac. It was pretty much unhackable and all that shit. iPhone 6 is coming out, and they're taking hits out the ass just
for
this
people,
shit.
There are already people hanging out for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good money thing. Like, I told you before, I've been offered money just to stay online, right? Like, their dudes, I swear to God, their income comes from, like, being online for, like, 5 days.
Yeah.
Just to be the first motherfucker. They're, like, $500 a day. I'm not even lying to you on that.
I know. I believe you.
That's fucking nuts. But it's easy money. If you ain't got a life and you got a good beach chair, just fucking hang out.
What if you name your fantasy team Brady Gaga?
I'm not going to do that.
What about Romophobic?
That sounds good.
Tebow's before hoes?
That's terrible.
Welker, Texas Ranger.
You can do something with Welker. I don't got to be Texas Ranger, though.
I think it should be Texas Ranger.
I'd probably name my team after, like, Ray Caruth next year. I'll do that. He don't get enough love. Because that man handled his shit like a G.
That's good that you're giving props where props are due. You weirdo. Again, I want to thank everyone who donated to the Patreon this week. That's A-Man, Jason K, Charles W, you get a ballin'. Not one. Not two. We have three. We have what? One drop on this show, and I'll play as much as we can.
They got three of them.
Yeah, exactly. So all y'all can feel good about yourselves.
Fucking Charlie G left, all right?
Charlie G left, yeah.
Any reason to give him?
I guess because we badmouthed the guy.
Should I fucking text him and be like, hey, look, sweetie, I'm sorry.
Yeah, text him. Yeah, text
him. I'll text Charlie. I'll do it after the show because I have better things to do right now than fucking apologize because he's getting soft at his old age.
Oh, damn. See, I apologize. Bronx Johnny talking that shit.
Talking shit or keeping it real, son?
You know, keeping it real goes wrong occasionally.
Yeah. I don't want him to get roid rated out at me.
Dave Chappelle taught us that.
So you ready, son? First football season of the month?
Yeah. That Packers-Seahawks game was crazy last night, huh?
Yeah, that shit was all right. Aaron Rodgers is looking kind of slow out there, but it might be that Seattle defense. Who knows?
That sweet Seattle D.
Don't say it like that.
I used to say that about Kurt Cobain all the time. Get it?
Yeah.
Gay. Get it? I was gay back then.
I thought it was like a drug reference to all them fucking players on the Seahawks. On that Addy.
They're all... Everyone in... sport is on Adderall, and every young professional, and I'm gonna guess middle
age. Yeah. That's why they don't test for it in the league. You know how many motherfuckers would be suspended?
Oh, it'd be over.
You'd only have like Tebow and I think Jericho Godfrey left in the fucking league. Maybe Revis. Because you know fucking Tom Brady allegedly likes to party.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
He was partying with Welker. When Welker was
supposedly. Fucking wife swapping problems?
Well, I didn't know that.
Giselle Bundchen's got a fine ass body.
Well, she is the most well-paid supermodel in the world.
Fuck,
I hope she does.
You know Tom Brady's going down on that.
I would think so,
yeah. He's audible down there like... Brr, blah, blah.
I don't know, Johnny.
But cunnilingus.
Yes. I understand what you're saying. Cunnilingus, yeah. Eating that pussy, right?
Got to smell good,
right?
Too.
You'd think, right?
Probably best smelling thing in Brazil.
She's Victoria's Secret supermodel. Or no, is she... Whatever. Is she Victoria's Secret?
I think so. She used to be.
No,
I don't know. She's just a bad bitch. She's talking shit to players' wives. You gotta love that.
Oh, that was great. After that Super Bowl with the Giants,
well,
you can't throw
the
ball and catch the ball at the same time. That was amazing. That was so great. You know what? You were right, Giselle. He can't do it all by himself.
Fuck right.
Sue West Welker was so high on ecstasy that he was dropping passes back
then.
He saw
multiple balls and shit.
Yeah.
He's like, ah.
What a jerk. And I'm gonna burn this Welker jersey I bought. Screw this.
I'm buying me a Josh Gordon fucking business suit blazer.
Big ups to Josh Gordon. Big ups for taking a real man's job.
Mad respect, B.
He better get on that lot, though, and start selling cars, or else his ass is out of
there. Dude, could you imagine he gets fired, like, after the first month?
Oh,
he's just lounging around.
Look, he didn't meet quotas. Yeah, I had to get rid of him. Look, I'm in the sales business here.
He's like, I just have this shirt on my fucking back.
Come on. Sell goddamn Chevys or get the hell out.
Don't even want to meet the customers and shit. Like, no, I'm not that Josh Gordon. There might be a white guy in that shit too, Coach Josh Gordon.
Oh, no.
He's like, you're not Josh Gordon.
All right, you've been listening to High Society Radio. Go to our Twitter, @HSRadioShow. Go to the Patreon, patreon.com/High Society Radio. We're getting close to that $1 beer, $1 pizza party.
Fuck yeah.
And that's going to be wild.
Everybody's hungry.
All right, I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Say goodbye.